The U.S. House approved the massive economic stimulus package this morning. The Senate is expected to pass it tonight. They're in the process of voting now. How much money Alaska will get isn't yet known, but estimates say it could mean at least 8,000 jobs over 2 years. Congressman Don Young voted against the bill, along with every other House Republican. He says the bill does nothing to solve the country's economic problems and doesn't invest enough dollars in traditional infrastructure projects.
If we really wanted to get this country going and stimulating jobs, we would take and put the money on the ground. And this bill doesn't do it. You know, they talk about green power. We're going to have all these windmills. We're going to employ all these people. That's not going to stimulate the economy. I can tell you right now, it'll take them years to get it going.
Senator Murkowski also plans to vote against the bill. She says it's bloated with unrelated items like education provisions. But Murkowski says the time for debate is over, and Alaskans should start aggressively seeking the money that will go through federal grants and programs. In conversations with leaders from the Alaska Federation of Natives this week, Murkowski had a clear message.
You know, I told him that I wasn't supporting the bill, but I said that you and I know that it's going to be coming, and I would advise that you get your grant writers ready.
Murkowski says she does agree with some of the bill's provisions, including those relating to Indian country, like funding for Indian Health Service facilities, including at least one hospital in Alaska.
The Barrow Hospital is at the top of the list. So for us in Alaska, that is very good news. And possibly that the Nome facility could start to move forward.
Democratic Senator Mark Begich is going to vote for the stimulus bill. He was part of a moderate group of Democrats who helped reduce its price tag in the Senate. Begich says, in addition to economic development, Alaskans should soon see benefits from the tax provisions.
Individuals, working families, will see a $400 for individuals, $800 for family, each of them. The AMT, the marriage penalty tax, will affect upwards to 40,000 Alaskans in a positive way, meaning they have tax relief coming. Seniors and disabled veterans will see a hard cash, you know, $300 coming to them, and many other tax provisions that help small business community.
Begich says the bill isn't perfect, but he agrees with President Obama and other Democrats that something must be done immediately to stem the economic crisis.